Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and we have a special show lined up for you tonight, and I'm so happy to be back on the air and to be back with you again. So Pragit and Julianne are with us, and I ask you to give them a nice, warm, energetic hug. They first joined us last summer, and we had a magical show, and we actually had the opportunity to sample the Stargate experience, and we've lined that up for you again tonight. So let's just move right forward, and I'll bring them on, and they can explain to you what the Stargate experience is, and we'll go from there. Pragit and Julianne, welcome.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Lovely to be with you.
Oh, likewise. We're all happy to have you back. So a little earlier today, I know that there's many people who love your work and are tuning in from all over the world, and there's probably some people who are experiencing you for the first time tonight. So could you maybe tell us a little bit about how you became involved in the sacred geometries, how the Stargate opened up, and let's start there.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, this started for me about 25, 26 years ago, and I was living in Maui, in Hawaii, and I was actually there as a business person about to buy a hotel and turn it into a New Age healing center. And at that time, I was having a massage one day, and during the massage, I actually started to channel. I was talking for many, many minutes before I even realized it was happening. And that was my introduction to my guide, Alcazar. And I was very skeptical, but my friends would say, try it again, try it again. And it happened every time. And so after a few experiences, I was alone in my room and I said, okay, if this is really real, who are you? And I heard loud and clear, Alcazar. And that was such a strange name that I didn't think it would be something that my mind would make up. And what started to happen was that people would ask Alcazar questions, and he would start giving some very concise information and talking about experiences that they'd had long before I knew them. And so I started to get all these demonstrations that there was a reality to this connection with Alcazar. And so what started to happen was he would invite people to come for meditation. So we started to guide meditation evenings, doing individual sessions. And after about a year, he said to me, we want you to build a structure. It's called a Stargate, and it's going to be an interdimensional doorway. And so that's the way the Stargate actually came into existence. But the challenge was that he gave me simply an image in my mind of what it would look like. But he didn't give me any of the angles or dimensions at all. He just said, build it, and you'll start to remember how to do it. And sure enough, after about 6 months, I managed to create the very first Stargate. And it's been a wonderful experience ever since then, as Alcazar has guided me in many, many ways of how to use this very sacred geometrical structure, which becomes an interdimensional doorway when we activate it. Julianne joined us, or joined me in the Stargate, a number of years ago, back in 2012. So she'll say a little bit about her experiences.
Yeah, so I found the Stargate literally within a few weeks of finishing college. And over the summer, I had just opened up to the reality that there was something to high vibrational energy fields facilitating instant healing. And I discovered Eric Pearl's Reconnective Healing, and that, for me, was a firsthand demonstration of how amazing multidimensional energy fields actually feel. And I was like, okay, well, it's cool to use this for healing, and that's beautiful, but I just want to hang out in these energies because they felt so good. I was just on meetup.com one day, you know, looking for friends because I was moving back to my hometown, and I found the Stargate, and I was like, oh, whoa. And I saw the structure, and this picture with all these orbs on it. And I was like, this is amazing because it's using high vibrational energy for meditation. And I had also just heard my first channeling that Eric Pearl actually shared during that training. And it opened me up to like, okay, there's some kind of wisdom that can come through channeling. So for me, it was like, I was so excited to be there. And I went to this evening, and it was like this really small, intimate Stargate evening in someone's living room. I got to just lie down on the carpet. And for me, it was like one of the best, most amazing, uplifting experiences, because it was like, okay, the channel came through. It was my first time at a live channel. And I felt the energy coming in. And then it's like, okay, the angels are going to come. And it's like, and I could feel them all around me. And for those of you listening, we'll actually be doing a live transmission, so you'll actually be able to feel these energies for yourself. So it was sort of like an instant recognition of something that I wanted more of and something that felt amazingly just beautiful to me, and I wanted to welcome it into my life. But also, as soon as I saw Pradeep's face, there was like this instant download, for lack of a better word, of like almost like remembering the future. I was like, okay. And the smile popped on my face, and I was like, three things came in. My whole life was about to change. I was going to travel all over the world, and it was going to be the greatest adventure I'd ever been on. And, you know, I had to just smile because I studied biology, and I was planning on becoming an osteopathic medicine doctor. But I just, you know, I kept coming to Stargates, and little by little, all like free choice, the whole way, it was revealed that almost you could say that Pradeep and I came in to do this work together, and our guide has actually told us that we've done this work on other planetary systems, which is so far out, but it felt so right that I've kind of pursued it, and I'm so glad that I have.
Oh, sounds great. And when you say Stargate, I know that there's a physical structure that you have in Mount Shasta, and I think you even transport it for when you were on your world travels. That was one of your yeses. Do you also create a Stargate, like with us tonight? Do you create a Stargate, like grid, or do you tune into the one in Mount Shasta?
So what we do is we actually work with the consciousness of the Stargate. The whole reason that this structure is able to create an energy field is because it's actually anchoring a higher dimensional consciousness. So we'll be teaching all of the whole audience how to call in what we call the etheric Stargate. So it's a bit like calling in the consciousness of the Stargate to form around you, and you'll be actually visualizing that structure, or you can even just visualize a pyramid. The beautiful thing about these quantum energies is the universe is so intelligent that we can just visualize the pyramid and it will work just fine.
Great. Well, I'm sure everybody's really looking forward to it. I'd like to ask you one question, though, before we get into the experiential part. And that's, you know, we talked about superconsciousness, and we put that out in our announcement today. Can you tell us what superconsciousness means to you and just generally what's involved with accessing that level?
That's a great question. This is something that Alcazar has been really talking a lot about over the past year. And the way he describes it is that humanity is designed to have a much higher level of consciousness. And over the eons, our consciousness went way down into the so-called dark ages. And since then, slowly, slowly, humanity is becoming more conscious again. And that's obvious in the world around us. Even though we're still in a lot of chaos, there's thousands of people around the world who are really interested in discovering more about who they are, about their psychic abilities, their past lives, wanting to live in love and honor each other. And as we travel around the world, we meet many, many thousands of people who all hold this same general intent. So the consciousness is slowly rising. What Alcazar and the Stargate work is designed to do is to raise our vibration a little bit more until we can start connecting in to what he calls our superconsciousness. What this is, actually, is the quantum nature. Everybody has a quantum aspect, a part of your humanness, but it's not attached to the body. It's not confined to time or space. And it's really difficult for the mind to really grasp that. And so when we use the word super consciousness rather than your quantum nature, that gives the mind a sense of this super intelligence. Because it's part of your quantum self, it's accessed through your intuition. And so a lot of our focus, and it will be in the meditation that we experience shortly, the focus is to start to help the mind become aware of this very amazing aspect of yourself that we haven't been in touch with for so many lifetimes. And so it's about using a muscle that you haven't used for lifetimes. So it takes a while for the super consciousness part to move through into the awareness of the brain-mind mechanism, what we normally use to live our lives. And so the intention and what we'll be doing today is starting that process of reconnecting the mind to the super consciousness. So I don't know if that explanation is sufficient, but the experience, of course, is always the most important.
Well, you know, let's do that. I'm just sensing our audience. You know, our You Awakening community tends to be very energy sensitive and aware, and I'm just feeling that people are chomping at the bit to actually have the experience. Can we do that?
Absolutely, yes. So,
actually, maybe I should ask, if there's any questions, lob them in very fast. You know, a question that's strong enough or important enough to you that, you know, would have you holding back a little from the meditation. So I guess we're tap dancing to give people
a moment
to do that.
Yeah, we'll give people a moment. The other aspect that we'd like to mention is that during the meditation, we'll also be working energetically to help people develop their intuition, because that's a vital part of being able to connect into this quantum self, this super consciousness. About the meditation itself, we'll be inviting people to ask for an etheric stargate. Now, I know some of you have already looked at the website and you've seen the picture of the stargate, and the intention is just to ask, in asking for it, one will actually come down around you. If you participate in this as a meditation with your eyes closed and with a strong intention to really go into this meditation, you'll feel the stargate energies coming around you. For those people that don't know what a stargate is like, as Julianne already said, just visualize a pyramid, because it's the sacred geometry that anchors this higher consciousness of what we call the etheric stargate. And your visualization helps. This meditation is about your own intention to evolve, to develop. And the guides always respond to your intention. As we work in this meditation, Alcazar will be coming through, both Julianne and myself, and guiding the process. And he'll always be asking people that are participating to invite or to ask for various things. Usually the first thing that he asks us to invite is the energies of the earth. And so it's just a matter of asking inside. You don't have to speak it out loud. But it's important, if you want to have a strong experience, is also just to ask along with the rest of us, because we'll be creating a group intention with the people around the world. Now, the interesting thing is the Stargate work is quantum. And so if you're listening to this live, or if you're listening to this as a recording, the energy will come to you in the moment that you're listening to it. So even though our voices are recorded, the energy is not. The energy is always a response to the person in the moment. So,
thank
we're about
you.
Ready.
Thank you. Yes, we are. And Katarina from Portugal is saying, I can feel something already. Love to you all. And Roxanne is asking the question, I'm just going to mention, keep this real short. She did meet you this past June, had a wonderful experience. And her question, we talked about intuition. Her question is, can the Stargate help facilitate a person's connection to their guides? She
Absolutely.
Wants to connect in a concrete way.
Absolutely. And we'll be doing a little bit of that. Again, the intuition is the doorway to all these other dimensional beings. And it's also the doorway to your internal self, your Akashic record, your innate intelligence that oversees the functioning of the body, and your personal guides. So absolutely, this Stargate work very much supports that.
Yeah, we can include a little calling in of everyone's personal guides as part of the meditation. That'll be fun. You can get an actual felt sense most of the time. Some people even have visuals. For me, I'm a feeler, so yeah.
Great. So I'm glad we did take time to get that question in. And I'll just mention one other person who's written in from Florida has mentioned, it's a long message and I won't give you all the detail, but she mentioned some financial issues, some, you know, family relationship kinds of issues. And she's really looking for some help about bringing more harmony and divine communication, especially into her relationships.
Well, all that is about your ability to create what you want to have experienced in your life. Your creativity can be really enhanced by doing these Stargate meditations, because Alcazar talks about these various topics, and to understand that it's your vibration that attracts what happens into your life. And even with your personal relationships, your vibration very much affects how other people respond or react to you. So by changing your vibration, the relationship changes. And usually, it changes for the best. Sometimes, people around you don't like you changing. They want you to stay in that old, limited place so that they don't have to change either. So it's always a challenge to people, this moving out into really claiming who you are and living your truth. And so most of the time, that's really exciting. Occasionally, you will get people in your life moving away. But, you know, that happens in life anyway. So we would very much like to support this lady. And if she has further questions, she can drop us an email, and we'll be happy to and talk in a more detailed thing about her personal situation.
Great, thank you. I think we should move into the meditation now. Can we do that?
Absolutely, yeah. And so we're just going to ask everyone that wants to participate in this to close your eyes, go inside, and just a brief warning, if you are driving, please do not try and participate in this at all. Listen to the recording when you get home. Don't try and tune into this whilst you're driving or doing anything other than simply sitting and meditating with us. So just close your eyes, relax. In this process, there's nothing to do, just asking. So whatever's happening, you can't do it wrong. Just be with what's happening. So Alcazar is going to come through Julianne and myself and guide the meditation. Beloved ones, we greet thee, 'tis Alcazar, and it is indeed a great honor to be with you at this moment of your time. And so we are going to guide you through a process of moving into a higher dimensional reality and to connect to guides and various benevolent beings who are available to assist you at any time in your development, in your opening to the greater reality of which you are a part. And so when we work with the Stargate, we always start by connecting to the energies of the Earth.
And so, as has already been mentioned, we are going to invite each one of you listening to this call, whether live or in a recording, just to ask inside, to invite for yourself the energy of the earth. And so just tuning in and asking for the earth energy to come up into your body and into your energy field. And perhaps some of you can feel the earth is already responding to you.
Do not be concerned if you are not feeling the energy yet, for it will get very strong throughout the meditation. And so now we are going to ask each one of you to ask inside for an etheric stargate to come to you. And as has already been said, if you do not know what a stargate looks like, you simply visualize a pyramid gently forming around you. So each one of you now just asking inside for the presence of an etheric stargate.
And so we are calling for the presence of an etheric stargate forming around us right now.
And just visualizing or imagining this forming around you. Your intention and your visualization can support the process. And now asking inside for the activation of your etheric stargate.
And so we call for the activation of our etheric stargates.
And so what will start to happen is all the stargates around the world that are working with us right now are going to start to create a very gentle energy field around you. A very soft, very gentle energy field is beginning to happen. And as we said, we are going to take you up to a higher dimension. This is done by asking the etheric stargate to vibrate faster and faster. And as it does so, it moves up through the dimensional ranges. So we're going to start that process now.
And so we are inviting all of the etheric stargate all around this, your earth, to vibrate faster and faster. And we are actually moving up through the third dimensional frequencies, the frequency ranges that make up your third dimensional reality, and merging into the fourth now, and continuing to vibrate faster, moving up through the fourth and into the fifth dimensional frequency.
And as we continue to vibrate faster, we move up and we continue to move up until we reach that which you would call the seventh dimension. And so now we are reaching the seventh dimensional vibrations now, and we are going to ask all the etheric stargates to pause here for a few moments.
And so your stargates, your etheric stargates vibrating at a seventh dimensional frequency now. And so just asking inside for a strong seventh dimensional energy field in your etheric stargate.
We call for a strong seventh dimensional energy field in all the etheric stargates. And there is nothing to do, just relaxing into a gentle energy field that is surrounding you. And what will occur is very slowly, very gently, your own energy will start to rise until you too are harmonizing with the seventh dimension. It is not something you do. It happens quite naturally as you are seated or lying down inside your etheric stargate. And so slowly, slowly, your vibration is rising. Not even trying to feel the energy. There's literally nothing to do. Just the asking that we will be suggesting again in a few moments. And so now we are going to continue to ask the etheric stargates to continue to vibrate faster and faster, and as they do so, it moves out of the seventh dimension and into the eighth.
And vibrating faster still, moving up through your eighth dimensional frequencies into the ninth now, continuing to rise, continuing to accelerate, moving up into the tenth dimensional frequencies, through the 10th, merging into your 11th dimension, and continuing to accelerate the etheric vibration until we reach the 12th dimensional frequency. And here in this 12th dimensional vibration, we are again going to bring the etheric stargates to a gentle pause.
And so your stargates are vibrating at the 12th dimensional level now. And so we'd like each one of you to ask inside with a strong intention, asking for a strong 12th dimensional energy field in your etheric stargate.
And so we call for a strong 12th dimensional energy field.
And again, what will happen is your vibration will continue to rise. And until you too are vibrating at a 12th dimensional energy level. It is a very subtle change that occurs. But when you reach that level, which will happen in a few moments, you will become more sensitive to the energy of these benevolent beings that are existing in these higher dimensions. In a moment, we will introduce you to one or two of those. Normally, when we are introducing the Stargate, we will begin to introduce people to that which is called the angelic realm. And so we are going to start like that this moment.
And so we are going to ask each one of you listening just to ask inside for the presence of the angels to come to you right now.
We call for the presence of the angelic realm. And just feel the energy around you. Just feel, because the angels are bringing their presence to you inside your etheric stargate. The angels, invite them closer. Just feeling that subtle energy change as the angels come simply because you have asked. The stargate work is about allowing the presence of these beings to reawaken part of your DNA that is dormant, not functioning right now. You have not only the physical DNA, but you also have non-physical, higher dimensional DNA, much of which is still dormant. As much as two-thirds of your DNA is actually not functioning right now. Two-thirds of your potential, you are not yet living. And so the focus of the Stargate work is to assist you in revealing this vast self to you. So, we have surrounded you with the angelic realm. So just asking again for an even stronger presence of the angels.
And so we ask for even more energy from the angelic realm, inviting the angels to come closer. Yes. Just feel.
And so now we are going to introduce you to two ascended masters. And so the first carries a very beautiful divine feminine energy. And she is known as the one as the Blessed Mother Mary or Maria. And so we are going to ask each one of you to ask inside now for the presence of the Blessed Mother Mary or Maria.
And so we call for the presence of the Blessed Mother Mary or Maria.
And feel. Here she comes. Just feeling again the energy gently changing around you. Mary always comes very gently and then her presence gets stronger. Just feeling her energy growing around you. The Blessed Mother Mary. Invite her closer. Ask for more. She comes to you simply because you have asked. Yeah. Throughout this meditation, the angels, Maria, and the other master will be with you throughout these moments and beyond. And so we are going to invite another ascended master now, who is known as the Lord Buddha.
And so we ask each one of you to ask inside for the presence of the one known as Gautama the Buddha. So just asking inside,
we call
the presence
of the
Buddha.
Lord Buddha.
and again just feel the Buddha's presence comes. Very good.
And there's one more master who is asking to be acknowledged also. We are talking to you from Mount Shasta in California. And here, there is one master very well known, located in this area. And so he wishes to be acknowledged to you. And so we ask each one of you to ask inside now for the presence of Saint Germain.
We call for the presence of Saint Germain.
And so feel. Notice the energy changing again as Saint Germain comes to join you. Just feel this energy. Very good. These masters are with you now. The angels are with you now. And so we are going to move beyond the human realm, and we are going to invite now the Pleiadians, a star family who are here to assist humanity if you choose to connect with them.
And so the Pleiadians have become enlightened as an entire planetary civilization over 1 million of your Earth years ago. And so can you imagine how high their vibration has become since then? They are in light bodies, and so they can be with you instantaneously. So we ask each one of you to ask inside for the presence of the Pleiadians.
We call for the presence of the Pleiadians. And again, just feel as these beings bring their energy here into your etheric stargate. Highly evolved, very benevolent beings who will be working with us in a few moments to assist us to open up to our superconsciousness. And they will be doing this with another star family, the Arcturans. So let us call them here now also.
And so each one of you asking inside, we call for the presence of the Arcturans.
And just feel, again, a subtle energy shift. The Arcturans bringing their presence here into the space. And so now the Pleiadians and the Arcturans are going to start in a few moments an energy transmission to each one of you. The intention of this energy transmission is to stimulate an awareness of your quantum nature, that which we call your superconsciousness. Because of the short time, we are not going to go too much into the detail right now. First of all, we are going to ask them to start the transmission, and then we will say a little more about it. And so the Pleiadians and the Arcturans are going to bring a very gentle, subtle energy transmission to you, starting right now. The interesting thing about this transmission is that for most of you, you will not actually feel the energy yet. This is a transmission to make you aware of your quantum nature, the superconsciousness, that humanity has been disconnected from for so many lifetimes. And so it takes several of these experiences before your mind starts to connect again through your intuition back to your superconsciousness. So this is a preparation. This is a beginning. And so this energy that is coming to you is stimulating this quantum self so that slowly, slowly, your brain-mind mechanism can become aware of your quantum nature and can start to receive through your intuition information and guidance from the greater self. Very good. So, there is another group who we wish to introduce, and they are the ones known as the Masters of Zenon.
The Masters of Zenon are a group consciousness, and they come to planetary civilizations such as your own when they are ready, when you are ready to accelerate into your superconsciousness. And so you have reached this place, and they come to facilitate a deepening and a strengthening of your intuition. For it is through this intuition that your quantum self, that your superconsciousness communicates with the human part. And so first, we would like to introduce the masters of Zanong to you. Each one of you, just asking inside, we call for the presence of the masters of Zanong.
And just feel. I feel as the energy in your etheric stargate gently changes, as the masters of Zanong also come and join us. And so, as we have said, they are here to assist you developing your intuition. They do this by, again, another energetic transmission which goes directly to your DNA. And so the masters of Zenon are going to transmit simultaneously with the Pleiadians and Arcturans, and they start their transmission right now. And their transmission, as we have said, is going into your DNA. So many of you will begin to feel a fairly subtle energy. If you tune into your energy field, you might feel a very gentle vibration happening there. The masters of Zenon are supporting you to develop your intuition. For it's through your intuition that the voice of your guides, your higher self, the superconsciousness, your past lives, information which is held in your dormant DNA, all this comes through your intuition. So they are supporting you right now to develop, to expand your intuition. So these two transmissions will continue for a few minutes more. Nothing to do.
And so this one, Julianne, has promised this audience a little taste of the energy of your guides. And so as these transmissions are continuing, the intuition being stimulated, we are going to invite you, if you wish, just to ask inside for the presence of your own personal guide system. And so we call for the presence of our personal guide. And just feel.
Just feeling a gentle shift of energy. Just feeling your guides coming to you. Just a gentle acknowledgement. Yes, feel us. We are here. Just feel us. We are here. It is not so critical to know their names. It is far more important just to feel them, to know that they are there, that they can respond to you when you ask. Your personal guides. And so the two transmissions are being brought to a close right now. These energies are just a beginning, as we have said. We strongly recommend that you repeat this meditation again and again, because this will slowly, slowly assist you in developing a stronger and stronger connection to that which we call your superconsciousness. And to complete this meditation, we are going to ask this one, Julianne, to send out to each and every one of you something that we call the essence of life. This is an energy that each and every one of you can learn how to create. And so we are going to ask this one, Julianne, to start broadcasting this energy right now. This is a quantum energy field that she is beginning to send out. If you are totally relaxed, just focus on the feeling, the sensation of your energy. And you might feel as if a very warm energy, a very soft energy. Difficult to put a description into it, but a gentle energy is coming to you right now. This is the essence of life energy. So now we are going to ask Julianne to amplify this energy, to make it a little stronger. Okay, nothing to do, just relaxing and feeling. People around the world are all feeling this energy simultaneously. This is what is meant by quantum nature. You are all feeling an energy which is being transmitted from your California, but you are feeling it in your own home right this moment. Even those who are listening to a recording, if they are meditating with us, will be feeling this energy right now as they meditate. That is quantum, outside of time, outside of distance. This is where your super consciousness is located. When you connect to your super consciousness, your whole reality changes. Your ability to create is vastly enhanced. You can create what you desire in your world around you as you connect to the superconscious now. And so, beloved ones, we love thee and we bless thee. We honor thee. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Sublime. I think many of us could hang out military. Jeez, for a long time.
Yes, we always wish that the meditations could be much, much longer.
Well, so I'm asking everyone to tune in because we have a little surprise about that later on. So I'm just giving everybody a little time, a little space, just being conscious of that. That's why I'm being quiet and not moving right into questions.
Yeah, it's really good to come back very gently after an experience like that. No rush. In fact, if you wish to stay in that energy, it's fine. You can just let the questions come and go and stay connected to that energy field.
And if you'd like to share any experiences, sometimes that really helps to ground it. So we'd be delighted to hear from you, and you do that by just typing in on the webcast page where it says comments or questions, that white box on the bottom. We do love to hear from you.
We're always amazed at the different types of experiences that people have. Just even in these short meditations, sometimes people have had physical changes happening in their body. Almost instant healings can happen simply by connecting into this Stargate energy field.
We do have a question that came in earlier. Maybe we could address this now. Who is Alcazar, and where does he come from?
This is a question we get asked so many times. For many years, Alcazar would say to people, what difference does it make if we just give you a name or a location? The important thing is, how does it feel to you? Does this feel like it is supporting you? So, more recently, Alcazar has succumbed and said he is what he described as a universal master, in part of a group of universal masters. Alcazar is the spokesperson for this group of Universal Masters. And he doesn't say where he comes from, because it would be kind of meaningless to us anyway, I think. And what is a Universal Master? To be honest, I'm not even sure, but it sounds great. So we can't give you a more definitive answer to that one.
Yeah, I mean, he's once said that if he were the higher self of our higher self of our higher self, he would be pretty high up there. But he did, you know, he calls us almost like descendants to give us an idea of why Pragit and I have this connection with him. And he's also once told me cryptically that they, the Alcazar group, oversee the entire universe. So maybe that gives another idea of what a universal master might be. But all I know is that the wisdom that comes through is just so meaningful because it seems to illuminate my own knowingness. And so it kind of resonates with the truth that I already hold.
Thank you. And let me just handpick a few comments from our listeners. Pat from Burlington, very powerful, thank you. Lots of exclamation points. Linda from Punta Gorda, very powerful energy. I could feel it moving through my body from feet up at times, almost a little uncomfortable. A wonderful experience, still feeling connected. Antoinette, Silver Spring, Maryland. The energy coming through was amazing. They rocked my body. I could feel each one. Thank you. And here's one. We're probably all too numb to ask questions. Amazing. And Katarina from Portugal, strong. Thank you. Powerful. Something was moving. That gives you a quick sampling.
This is the kind of response that we expect to get. And as you said, you know, it's almost like people are in a space where they don't even want to think too much about responding. The experience, this is just a very 20-minute short experience. I want to just mention in this special offer that we're going to be talking about shortly is a whole series of these meditations. They're much longer, between 20 and 40 minutes each one, but they build up several days experiencing of a workshop here in Mount Shasta, which was totally intended to assist people connecting into this quantum self, this quantum nature, this vast superconsciousness that we all have, and that it's time for us to access. And so it's really exciting for us to be able to share it around the world. Normally we do this in groups as we travel. We've just been in Russia and Israel and a large number of European countries and sharing this work with them. But even if it's a group of 100 or 200 people, it's not the same as just sharing it around the world in this way. And so we really invite people to connect in to these meditations to really allow this fast opening that's our potential. It's always really exciting for us to do this.
Yes, yes. And you are welcome to share our programs with kindred spirits around the world. We're very blessed with having a representation in about 110 countries now. Just thrilling. So we really are a network of light all around the globe. And please feel free to share our programming. And I just sent a quick text to Jesse, who handles all of our tech, and he assures me that, and he manually sets up the replays so that you have them within minutes. As soon as our service uploads the recording, we get it out to you. So I'm just mentioning that now because this meditation's very powerful, and it's really been suggested that you repeat it many times if you really want to anchor in that state of superconsciousness. So it will be available to you The link, I'm sure you all see it on our announcements, but I'll give it to you again, is www.youawakening.com/replay once the call has completed. So that will be available for you. Let's hear a bit about your special offer. I'm sure people would really love to go deeper with your work. Can you describe that now?
Yeah, yes. We'd be happy to. So this is a recording of a workshop that we've done here in Mount Shasta over 4 days. Our workshops have two main elements. One is the meditations, which you just had a slight taste of, and then the other is Alcazar talking to people about the focus. In this case, it's the connecting to the superconsciousness, but also answering the questions that people ask on all kinds of topics that are brought up as they go through these four-day processes. So it's watching and hearing people evolve over these 4 days and understand deeper and deeper the way that this process opens them up into their superconsciousness.
And what also happens during these four-day intensives is that people are invited to really share from the depths of what has been occurring for them in their lives and asking for guidance through all types of situations, financial and abundance, and it's one that was mentioned on this call. And Alcazar just has amazing ways of working with people individually that tends to end up being a very universal wisdom that he's sharing. And so there's all kinds of amazing, amazing insights being shared in these question and answer sessions.
Okay, are you still there?
Yes, I was just going to ask you if we lost you. I know earlier today we suddenly did.
That's always the way with these electronics, but yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Great.
Terrific. And is there anything more that you'd like to share about your offer before we move on?
Yeah, go ahead, Jules.
On this particular special offer, we decided to include a bonus since this is the focus of this 4 day was about the super consciousness. We actually included a bonus 1 day workshop that we did in July of 2014. And in this workshop, it was actually the first time ever that the Masters of Zenon came to our work. And as far as we know, it's the first time that they came to the planet. And the first time that they shared this intuition transmission. And so it's a very powerful 1 day workshop that focuses in on strengthening the intuition that we're including as a free bonus when you purchase this 4 day, just as an additional support in accessing those realms.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, we feel pretty honored to be on this show. You know, your awakening is very much about what this superconsciousness connection is all about. It's about bringing us up into the vast awareness that's our potential. Most people feel somewhere inside that I could be more. Quite often they don't know what it is, but there's this feeling of I could be living better, I could be living more, but I don't know how to, I don't know what it is that's missing, but very often people feel like there's something missing. And this is what it is. It's the super consciousness. Deep inside, we know that we're far more brilliant, far more aware, far more conscious than we're actually living. And this is just a way of beginning to move into that awareness, into that experience. And people that have been working with us over a period of time are really beginning to feel the effects and the influence of their super consciousness on their daily lives. It's fascinating. I mean, it's transformed our lives, which is why we're so excited about sharing it with other people. And just getting the feedback from people is just a delight. We've just finished doing a four-day workshop here in Mount Shasta, and people left with such a glow. So many of them, their faces had totally changed over these 4 days because stress disappears. Everything relaxes. The body changes. Joy comes in. So we're totally excited. And we just really appreciate that we can share this through your beautiful program.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful. And we've had more. We've now had a whole stream of comments about the meditation, and so many are. Here's another one. Sandra from Fort Lauderdale. Lots of colors, tears, and release of all holding emotion, feeling aligned, reliving the Mount Shasta energy, physical opening. And there's just more and more. Prageet and Julianne, thank you so much for these energies. I've heard this energy before with music, and it was also majestic. Thank you so much. And Alcazar is even getting some thank you notes here. Okay.
Well,
there's more, but it would take a little long to scroll down.
Yeah.
Actually, let me ask you, are you open to some questions?
Oh, absolutely. We've got plenty of time.
Okay.
That's
right. No time, no space.
On the special offer, the meditations actually do have music behind them, and most of the music is channeled for the Stargate specifically by Robert Coxon, who's very well known to be working with Cryon, and another friend of ours who is an amazing musician, and he's created a whole series of Stargate work as well. And we use that as background music for the meditation. So usually there's beautiful music that goes with the meditations as well.
And as part of your special offer, do some of those meditations have the music?
They all have the music, yeah.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Mm. It's difficult to do it when we're doing it online like this because the music distorts. So we don't use music when we're doing it online.
I understand. And if you had already answered that, sorry. Sometimes I'm reading from some of the listeners and trying to glean the most important questions. Hallie from British Columbia says, "Hi there. I'm unsettled in myself, feeling insecure and afraid. How do I overcome this and step into my power from a higher perspective?" Great question.
That's a great question, and many people find that their lives are influenced by the energy of fear. First of all, fear is an illusion. It feels very real. I understand that. I've experienced it myself. There's two kinds of fear. One is what I'd call the natural fear, like fear of putting your hand into flames or something like that. The fear of running away if there's a big truck bearing down on you. That's a natural fear. That's a protection mechanism. There's another kind of fear which has been introduced into our energy field by our societies. And Alcazar has talked for a long time that over the many generations, politicians, the various religions have all tried to control us, and they do it through fear, subtle fears. Fear about different things which slowly builds up, and sometimes it feels like a great big monster. So the first thing to realize is that even though it feels real, it is not. Then I would suggest listen to some of the meditations that we offer on the Stargate website. There's information there about how to relax into the present moment. Fear is always started in the mind. And then it affects the emotions, it affects your body, and you can become very tense and very stressful. Listen to some of the meditations. It brings you into the present. When you're in the present, the fear starts to dissolve. It doesn't make sense for the mind, It's something that you have to experience to begin to understand. The biggest thing around fear is what Alcazar calls the fear of fear. Because we are taught to be afraid of fear, we push it away. We try not to feel it. We do everything to avoid it. And when we do that, what you're doing is you're pushing it inside. You're actually hiding it within your energy field. And the more you do it, the more it builds up, the bigger it feels, the more afraid you are of feeling it. So it becomes this big monster in the closet that's really just a tiny little mouse. So the fear of fear is something to be aware of. So there's much more that we could say about that, but in this limited time, I think that's just a taste of a different way of looking at it.
Great. Thank
you. Yeah, I would say the number one thing is coming back into resonance with your own self, and coming into the resonance can be assisted greatly by actually tuning into these meditations. It can help to drop away, as Pradeep's been saying.
Thank you. And Josephine from Edmonton is asking, should I force myself to stay awake, quote unquote, as I seem to lose consciousness and then come back usually at the end? She's talking about the meditations. I don't seem to remember the in-between. Is this normal, or is there such a thing as a, quote-unquote, normal experience?
Well, it's true. There's not a normal experience. Many people in these
not around
meditations,
Alcazar.
many people have that experience during these meditations. What happens is that your consciousness moves to a much higher level where the mind can't go. So when you come back after the experience, you think, the mind says, oh, you must have been asleep. You didn't hear any of it. Well, that's actually not the case. You took everything in, but you didn't have the resistance of the mind. So that's actually a very powerful place to be. You're more open and receptive at that space. But as I said, the mind doesn't like it so much because it doesn't know what's gone on. So allow it to happen. If that's happening, don't struggle against it.
And in this case, you can have the best of both worlds. You can allow yourself to relax and take in during our call, and we've got the replay coming up for you, so you can fast forward and listen to a few times and perhaps get the words that go with it if your mind wants that.
Alcazar always says, this is energy work. The words are there just to occupy the mind. It's not important. What's important is the energy work. And that's far beyond the mind's ability to really perceive what's going on.
Perfect. Time for a live caller or two?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So from South Dakota, I'm unmuting you now. 605 area code. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi there. Can you address your question?
Yes. I thank you for that meditation. I've never really experienced anything like that before. And I'm in a stuck pattern. And I have a question is, what can I do to move forward in my life? I'm just feeling very confused, and I just I'm just looking for abundance and love. Can you help me?
Well, there's always help. The first thing is, so often we're asking, give me abundance, give me love, give me this, give me that. The question to ask and the question to put out to your guidance is, what do I have to change in order to receive abundance, in order to feel love in the way that I'd like to feel it? The question is, what do I need to change? So can I help you with a simple answer? Not really. What I can suggest is how you can help yourself. And starting with this type of meditation is really, really beneficial, because what it starts to do is to connect you to your inner knowing. I'm not talking about knowing of the mind. I'm talking about a much higher level of knowing self. This is not something you just drop into instantly. There needs to be a commitment to really be free of all the old limitations that are not allowing you to live in abundance, that are not allowing you to feel the love to the depth that you would like to feel it. So intention is needed, and commitment to your own self, commitment to allow yourself to give yourself the time to sit and listen to these meditations. You can do them again and again. You can, if you wish to have the special offer, try that as well. There's lots of meditations on that. Go to our website, which is thestargateexperience.com. There's more information and things that are there that might be of help to you. And if that's not enough, you can send us an email and we can talk to you a little bit further on a more personal way. So thank you so much for your question.
Thank
you.
Thank you for your answer. Thank you.
Thanks. And another call from the 508 area code, Massachusetts, I believe. Hello? Hello? I've just opened the line for a caller from the 508 area code. Are you still there? Okay, all
yes,
I hear
not.
Is breathing.
Yeah.
So someone shared their breath. Okay. that is our God presence. So 917 area code, New York City. Calling on you now.
Hi, thank
Hello?
You so much. Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. And I'm just going through a really stressful time, and it feels like there's so much negativity and things against me, and it's just hard to not feel so much stress and anxiety, and I was just wondering if you had any advice.
Yeah. One of the things that Alcazar says is that what you focus on, you create. The problem is that when we get into these low states, we keep on worrying about the stress. We keep on worrying about our lack. We keep on worrying about all these different things. And every time we think about them or put emotional energy into them, you magnify. You become almost like a magnet that attracts more of those things. So how do you change it? You have to start focusing on how you want to live. And just to imagine more beautiful things occurring in your life. The power of imagination is actually unbelievable. The mind can't really accept that this is how it works. So what Alcazar has suggested is think of a time in your life that was the most joyful, happy, loving, abundant, a time when you felt really, really good. Spend some time choosing that moment. Then when you get in these depressed feelings, catch yourself, instead of going round and round worrying about all the different things that are upsetting you, catch yourself and think about that time when you were feeling really great. Because when you start to think about that and then imagine yourself there in that moment of feeling good, what happens is your vibration changes. This is difficult to accept initially, but your vibration creates. So if you start feeling or imagining yourself at that really high point in your life, your energy in that moment starts to change. And as your energy starts to change, it will actually start to vibrate higher, and it will start attracting more pleasant experiences in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Alcazar talks a lot about this, and again, this is just a very simple answer that can be explained in a lot more detail. And again, check out some of the meditations because he talks about those things in a much greater detail.
Okay. Would it be possible that I imagine something in the future? Because back trying to remember a time in my life where everything's been okay and happy is difficult. So is it okay to imagine just having a soulmate and a family and things in the future? Or does it have to be in the past?
Yeah. No, that's possible. It's just to get into that place where you're feeling really great. It's the feeling good, the feeling happy, joyful, feeling loved. When you can imagine that, you start to radiate a different energy. And as you radiate that different, higher vibrational energy, you start to change what you attract.
That makes so much sense. Thank you so much.
And I would say also for you, if you have a lot of people drawing your energy, or even if you don't, just really create space for yourself every day where you can be in your own energy, in your own space. And I would totally recommend doing some kind of meditation or like some way of raising your vibration, visualization, whatever feels right in the moment, but just give yourself that little leeway. And that can create a huge opening for like a lot of this pent up, because often when we're in these situations, it sort of like builds and builds and builds. So you just like give that time so that it can kind of like dissolve in your life.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's wonderful advice. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
There's always a lot of people that have similar questions, and don't be afraid if you don't get your question answered right now. You can always send us an email, and we can get back to you and give you an answer to your particular situation.
Thank you. Shall we take one more, or shall we call it a night?
No, let's do some more.
Okay, let's take one more, and then I do want to share our special news. Randy.
Yes, hello.
What's your question?
I'm having the experience where I'm raising my vibration. I'm having the experience where I'm sensing presence in my body. I'm having those experiences, yet as far as on my healing journey and journey inward, where do I link those vibrations with rejuvenation and cellular healing as I move forward in learning how to regrow my myelin and be pain-free? Thank you. I love you.
Great. Thank you for the question.
Where do you bring the energy and turn it into, you know, growth and physicality?
Great. So let's address that. There's a great desire of the mind to create change and to want to direct the energies into something that you want to see happen. What is needed is more of a trust that these energies and the benevolent beings that are working with us, your guides who are working with you, they know better than your human mind knows where that energy needs to go and in what process change needs to happen. So you may be desiring a physical change, a healing of something, but perhaps the first thing that has to happen is something on your emotional level that needs to change in order for the healing to happen. And if you're trying to direct the energy into a healing process, it's not going to work because the emotion needs to be dealt with first. So trust the experience. When emotional things come up, allow them. One of the biggest things that Alcazar says in these workshops that we do is allow the tears. If tears are coming, allow them. Excuse me. So allow the emotions, allow the sensations. If pains come up temporarily in the body, just notice that they're there, focus your awareness on them, and just say to that area of pain in the body, I let go of any emotional attachment, any mental attachment that I have that's creating that pain or that difficulty in the body. Just have the intention to let go, to release any mental or emotional situations that are being held in the body. Because all imbalance in the body is a reflection of some mental or emotional situation that's been repressed.
You know, I had a certain particular circumstance in my life that happened when I was young, and before I even realized how empathic I was or moved any energy, I had a stepsister that was raped and killed, and then they acquitted the guy because of a bunch of technicalities, such a messy case, and so they didn't have to pay for locking up the wrong guy first. And then just everybody hated it, and everybody wanted to kill, you know, this guy. The injustice of the justice system needed to be, you know, delivered. And you know, it's not that I want to do that, but I'm part of a big community that wanted to do that, and I felt that relative to, you know, and you say feel everything, feel the emotions, let it. Those are the type of things that I can't really feel.
Okay.
And it's kept me from being in my lower body and, you know, in my lower chakras. I'm trying to journey inward. I remember these things that happened 35 years ago that I forgot for 20 years. But here I am. That's where I'm at. I can't feel like that emotion of kill and hate as much as, you know, as it was present in, as a child. And it wasn't even
okay.
Mine. It was the community I lived in.
Hmm. So let me address that, because this is a question, a broader question for many of the people listening also. Things that happened in your past that create a reaction in the moment, and that reaction continues to affect you as an adult. We do some work which we call the inner child work. Now, this is a common phrase, but this is a very different approach that Alcazar has brought to these conditions. It's to understand, first of all, if you're so empathetic, it's not your hate. It's not your anger and resentment. You've just taken it on as a sensitive young person. You've accepted it because you didn't know how to basically keep it out of your energetic field. And so you just simply need to go back and connect to an awareness of yourself at that age, and just to tell yourself, this is not me. This is not my thoughts and feelings. I let it all go. And again, this is something which requires a little more focused attention. And if you wish to drop us a line, I can give you some more detailed answer to your question through an email. But basically, celebrate the fact that you're empathetic and just realize that you can choose what energies you allow to come in and what energies you simply don't allow into your aura by radiating your own presence. And again, I can talk about that in more detail, but it's important for every single person to realize we are not victims of circumstance. You are not victims unless you allow yourself to be. And our education system, our societies teach us how to become victims. And that's really not the reality that you have to live. You can choose to live as a creator of your experiences, because we are all that. So, much love to you. I really appreciate your question, and we'd be happy to go into more detail with you if you choose.
Thank you to all.
Great. Thank you for calling. So, do we have another question? Jacqueline?
Hi there. I'm sorry. I muted myself out.
Oh, okay.
Surprise. So I just wanted to give you a couple of comments in closing, and let's share our surprise news.
Oh, great.
So Hallie, who wrote in to us earlier by saying that she was unsettled and feeling insecure, wrote and said, thank you very, very much. Much love. I think you really helped her with that.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
Linda from Berryville said, amazing connection. I'm still processing what just happened. I'm feeling a huge shift of peacefulness. a feeling of completeness and stillness of mind, which for me is a wonderful feeling of mind chatter being gone. The stillness feels so wonderful. Thank you. Feeling no resistance, and it's sublime. And
that's
I think she
beautiful.
Speaks for many. I read you her message specifically, but that's reflective of a number that just came in over the last minutes. So thank you.
Well, we really love to share this with people. It's really a great gift to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And our little surprise is, just before we got on the air tonight, we started to talk about, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all get together and do a special event on New Year's Day, 2 o'clock Eastern, if you'd like to get it on your schedules now. And Pragit and Julianne and Alcazar and many friends from other realms will be joining us, and it'll be a time for us to set the energies for the new year, to find out something about what's happening and what's to come, and to just all be together in unity on a day where thoughts are really kind of turned inward and energies are setting for the year to come. So that we hope that you're going to join us. We're absolutely delighted to be able to offer this. And Pragit, Julianne, would you like to say anything more about that?
Absolutely. So Alcazar is a most amazing master of wisdom of the human experience. So we'll be doing another meditation, but also he'll be giving us some information about what's happening on the planet, what might be coming up. He'll be answering your questions again if you have questions. In fact, it gives you some really good time now to really come up with a question that's important for you, and we'll have time for a few questions. It's going to be about celebrating the new, celebrating the change that is already beginning to happen and how we can accelerate it. So please come and join us.
Perfect. Yes. Yeah. So we're very excited to be able to offer that. Julianne, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say we're really, really thrilled to be doing that on New Year's Day. And we'll actually have about probably 40 people with us in Mount Shasta as part of this workshop that we're going to be doing at that time. And so you're going to be really, we'll be inviting this energy field that will be immersed in Shasta to be like going out globally on the New Year's Day, which is going to be so phenomenal. We're really excited.
Yes,
we'll be
perfect.
We'll be inviting all the people, the thousands of people around the world that we've been working with. We'll be inviting them to tune in to experience this as well. And as Julianne said, we're in the process of a 4-day Stargate workshop here at Mount Shasta at the time. So, well, I mean, maybe some of your listeners want to come and join in from Mount Shasta with us at the time. That would be really cool, too.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe you can come as well, Jacqueline. Wish we could arrange that.
Oh, boy, that'd be a great idea.
Mm.
Okay. Well, thank you so, so much, both of you and Alcazar and everybody joining us in on the call for a wonderful evening together.
Mm.
Well, and
we're
looking forward
it.
To coming back on January 1.
And we really appreciate what you're doing to help the transformation of the planet, Jacqueline. This is really important work that you're doing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So good night, everyone. Much love, and until the next time.